I mean,
I feel like he's got it covered.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I got a little yells up for you, baby.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
From 3 to 7.
Hashtag fact.
There is a possibility that in the future, when you go to the airport,
yeah,
before you get on the plane, they will say, step on this scale.
Ah, forget it. Oh, I hope it has a big number over top, a big digital display. 408 pounds. Bing, 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 you win.
And then they announce it over the whole airport.
Hey, everybody,
we need somebody under 400. Come now to gate 3.
I'll be like, well, I'll sit in this one out.
Sex in public.
Yes, please.
Have you seen that?
Did you see
the story?
No.
There was a couple that supposedly had just met, according to the police. Just met.
Sure.
And were rolling around on the ground out in front of a store.
And next thing you know, there's a bunny in a pot on the stove.
In the afternoon. I don't know what this store, where this is heading.
Right.
But it seems odd. Right. Everything about this story is odd.
Right. But approved.
Songs you had no idea were so dirty.
Yeah, I love that. That's some good stuff.
You started listening to it. You've loved it for a long time. And you just, what?
You're like, hold on a second.
Wait, that's what that's about? So that's coming up today as well. And our 1 second of nonstop rock is $500 between now and 4 o'clock. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Airline passengers may have to get weighed before boarding.
That is unbelievable.
Doesn't this seem like a nightmare?
Yes. Well, so did the whole scanners when it showed everything you have on your body.
That's true.
I actually thought at first, I will not fly anymore. And then I thought, wait a minute, this is a chance to be nude in public. Okay, I'm on board.
I don't think they're going to offer you to take off your clothes on this one. But there may be a new step before you jump on a flight, according to the FAA advisory. Because Americans are getting heavier.
Way to couch it.
Airlines have to revisit estimates on how much each plane is carrying for safety.
This is starting to sound like, you know, we can't check your bags for free anymore. We're going to have to charge you $500 per bag.
It's unclear if the passengers would actually be weighed or would ask to be give a best guess.
That would last for 6 years and everybody would lie so much about it.
What's your best guess? 125?
Yeah. What I was in high school. I still feel into those clothes easy.
The average male passenger with a carry-on is currently estimated to weigh what? Average male with a carry-on
250,
190 pounds.
Wow.
In winter clothes. But reportedly, the average man now weighs 15 pounds more than that.
Oh, okay. So getting closer to my estimate. Yeah.
The average female passenger under the same conditions is about 150 pounds.
I was going to say 608.
But experts say that should be closer to 185.
Oh, wow.
So everybody's gaining weight, and the airlines are trying to figure out what they can do about it.
Oh, yeah. How can we charge for it is what they mean.
How would you feel about a possible weigh-in before a flight? This is my favorite part, because They can't really force it, right?
Oh, sure they can.
Can they?
They can do whatever they want. You want to fly on our little plane, you have to pay us for this, and you have to be cramped, and you can't smoke anymore.
I don't think the airlines would get away with that.
Oh, well, it wouldn't go over well.
It says being weighed or offering that information, if asked, would be entirely voluntary. Completely voluntary.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, ruins the reason behind it.
Yeah.
They want to make sure the plane's safe.
Yeah.
If a person who is selected opts out, so they can look at me and they can go, you, sir, and I'll go, not having it.
Right.
I'm not standing on the scale.
Yeah, now I guess it depends on when they're going to weigh you. Is it going to be when you're in line in security line? Because all that crap's going on anyway. Is it going to be?
I think it says you get on the plane.
Oh, so after you're after already security. Checked in?
Yes.
Oh, okay. To see how much the plane is going to weigh.
Make sure that they know exactly how much the plane is going to weigh.
I just have a hard time believing this.
But this doesn't work.
Human flesh is
for me.
Yeah.
Being weighed or offering that information, if asked, would be entirely voluntary.
Yeah.
If a person who is selected opts out, another traveler would be asked at random.
Hey, you!
But wait a minute. I mean, aren't they...
You with the corn dog. Come over here.
Aren't they probably picking bigger people to ask?
Right. You know, can you imagine the meetings and the stuff on that? Okay, now listen, people.
Right.
No matter what you do, find the most generic person you can find and ask them.
So they can opt out and they will be asked, they will ask another person at random.
Clearly that wouldn't last, though.
I don't feel like that accomplishes what you need to accomplish.
No, and once they set it up and once they set it in motion, within a few years, they'll be like, okay, it's mandatory now, and we're going to charge you if you weigh more than whatever.
Oh, true.
But I just want to know if they're going to have a big digital display over the, you know, the
I hope so.
Then it just goes off and flashes your weight to the whole... Ladies and gentlemen, come look at this.
No, it says weight information of individuals will not be made public.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
So it'll be private. They're going to ask people to weigh themselves, and if not, they'll pick someone at random.
Honestly, I couldn't care any less. I don't care. I wouldn't care. But I know people would be very upset about it. I mean,
Yeah, of course.
What about you? Would you care? I mean, like...
No.
Right.
I wouldn't care, but...
Yeah.
But
we don't care about anything,
well,
for the most part.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that is mostly true.
Yeah.
We really don't care about much. Ask me what I weigh, I'll lie.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to tell you the truth.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Knocking my mic around.
You're right over there?
Professional broadcaster. Hey, what's going on? Good morning. 20 minutes after the hour.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
$500 on the line, man.
Correct.
All for you.
First, I guess we should call this, hey, social media is public.
Reminder, don't forget.
8 New York City men ran a $2 million COVID unemployment fraud scheme.
Wow.
So they were smart enough to steal the identity of people.
Right.
And with all of those different stolen identities, they would apply for unemployment.
COVID relief. Oh, yeah. Real nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they got up to $2 million.
You know, it's greed. I mean, how many grifters out there are doing their thing, but keeping it way lower? Like, they're just like, don't go. You're going to raise a flag.
Yeah, they raised a flag. And they also raised a flag because four of them were dumb enough to pose on social media with the money.
Arrest us. Please shut this down.
So the police were like, hey,
not legal.
That's the money that you stole.
You said you were Joe Blow.
We're going to arrest you.
You're not Joseph Blow.
All of the suspects were between 18 and 25 years old. There were eight of them total, but only four of them posted on social media.
Oh, four of them.
With all of their ill-gotten gains.
I would like to know, but I'm sure it doesn't say which ages were that were posting.
It was 18 to 25 only.
So anywhere in there, yeah.
Most of them were under 20. I think there was only one of them over 25.
Right.
So. But you would think they would know. And also, they were going to ATMs with the stolen ID.
That likes to take your photos.
That has video.
Yes.
So they would just walk up and get their video taken.
Come on. You know, do we have to hold everyone's hand in crime? Do
we're
have to
disappointed
help you?
In our criminals.
Yes.
Be better.
You have a chance to rip everyone off, and this is what you're doing.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I was looking at yesterday's winner. It was Josh from Glendale.
Yeah, $6,000, right? Or 65?
$3,000.
Oh, $3,000. $5 million. Remember when he won all that cash?
What's wrong with you?
I love it. Dude, scientists are baffled.
So we picked a new clip.
Yeah.
It's worth $500.
Yep.
And you have to be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. If you could tell us the song title and the artist, you'll win $500.
And here is said brand new clip. What do you think that is? You think you know 818-955-KLOS? I'll say this is one of the rare times when I think I would be able to get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I usually have no idea.
There's no time for me.
It's Kevin and Sligo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Rich.
Rich, you're caller 13.
All right.
I'm all over here bragging that I think I'd be able to get this one this time. How do you feel about your chances? Don't tell us yet if you think you know what it is.
I honestly have no clue, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. Well, $500 could be yours. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and here is your clip. What do you think that is?
Jeez, guys, like I said, I have no clue. I'm going to just throw a guess out there, and I'm going to say the Who. Who are you?
Oh, are you? Damn it. I'm sorry, man.
That is incorrect.
I figured I was wrong. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good time.
You too. Bye. Take care. All right, so $1,000.
He had a good time.
Yeah, that's nice. Smashing the microphone every time today.
Sluggo's having problems.
It's fun.
Let's talk about people having sex in public. This is a really bizarre story because if you believe it, they had just met.
I believe that.
But
yeah.
They're rolling around on the ground sort of in the middle of a mall down near San Diego in Chula Vista.
Well, it's horny time. We learned that
yesterday.
Yeah,
it's horny time.
Yeah, so, you know.
But they just met? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Listen to the report.
Okay.
A man and a woman get down and dirty, kissing and rolling around in the middle of a street for everyone to watch.
By the way,
get this.
Down and dirty is what they say 15 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're substituting that for sex.
Down and dirty.
Down and dirty.
They had just met. Aita Milanes talks to the woman who saw it all happening in Chula Vista.
It's something you just have to see to believe.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
We were just so shocked. Our mouths were just open.
A man and woman who Chula Vista police told me had just met on the trolley getting down and dirty in front of Christina's dress shop.
This is where I shot the video through this window.
Christy Peterson said the man and woman seemed oblivious to the fact that it was 3:30 p.m.
All right. And they so far, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. There's a shop owner that's videoing it.
Right. And it's a dress shop, no less.
Yes.
So kind of G-rated, generally, I would think.
And they're rolling around fully clothed at this point.
Got off the trolley.
But really, you know, the kind of kissing where they're eating each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were surrounded by people in a shopping strip mall.
They were rolling on the ground, making out, and getting sexual.
Getting sexual.
She says the two kept their clothes on for the first 15
minutes.
That was my point. I'm sorry, for the first 15 minutes?
Yeah, so they're out there going to town in front of her dress shop for 15
minutes. It's kind of a little mall-like place. You would think there'd be some security or somebody.
Kids, knock that off! Hey!
They kept their clothes on for the first 15 minutes.
Well, that's something.
Then she overheard the man convince his new friend to take their relationship to the next level.
Oh, they're from the future. That's why.
I don't think that's what
that
means.
They just got off the trolley.
Nope, they're still fully clothed.
It travels through time.
He'd like to change that.
Sure.
He stripped off all his clothes. She kept her skirt on.
Her legs were in the air and the guy was on top.
Security never showed up, so Christy called police.
What? Security's probably with the binoculars watching.
Yeah, yeah, getting a really good angle or two or three.
We were just panicked and there was customers.
Wait, panicked?
Oh, no!
She's a store owner. And there are people, you know, children, people in her store.
They have their...
I don't understand the panic either, but...
Their skirt doesn't say the dress shop on it. It's not like a representative.
It's not something that you see every day.
No, the gentleman presenting everything.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Police arrived, but the two strangers, who didn't even know each other's names...
How did they know that?
I don't know. I don't know how they knew that
they
just met.
Yeah.
And that they don't know each other's names. I find that hard to believe.
They just decided that was the case.
I feel like this was a role play thing where they go, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's tell people.
Probably a dare. Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
I lean that way.
Yeah.
Didn't flinch.
They were like cuddled up while the police are giving them tickets.
Those Aitika Milanes reporting the man was taken away in handcuffs and taken to jail.
Naked? Oops.
And she was only given a ticket.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The woman was given a citation.
That's bizarre.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
I'm going outside meeting someone right now on a trolley and going to town in front of a dress shop.
I had to guess why he was arrested and she wasn't. I think it's because he was fully nude. And she wasn't.
Well, there you go.
I think.
So as a Scottish person, you could wear a kilt and you could get away with it. For the most part.
Right. I think that's what it is.
That's really weird.
Yes.
That is weird.
Right?
Chula Vista.
3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, in front of a dress shop and a G-rated strip mall.
We're going to take your calls if you've seen sex in public.
Right.
If you've seen sex in public, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you saw someone having sex in public. You have one, ma'am?
I have seen sex in public.
All right. Where was it?
Talk to us.
I was in London. I had so much fun. we were in Trafalgar Square, and you can do whatever you want in Trafalgar Square. It's where you can stand on and, you know, yell and scream about the Queen and insult people. And there was this couple over in the corner, and I was with my buddy. We were always drinking. We were going around all the pubs, and we were at Trafalgar Square, and he says, "Hey, look at that." And the woman was facing the man, and she had this big old monster trench coat on. It was pretty cool. So then my friends pushed me. I don't know if you've been to Trafalgar Square, but they had this giant lion
Okay. Yes.
The pole of Lord Admiral Nelson.
Which is the wrong place to be doing that, but I get it. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Okay, well, I was not having sex, but they got me up on top of up to the base where the lions are so I could get some photos.
Oh, nice. Do you have those photos still? Can you tweet them at us?
Let me see. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
All right. We are at Kevin and Sluggo, and we'd love to see what you got. That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Take care. Hi, KLOS. Have you ever run into sex in public?
Yes, I have.
Oh, would you like to for $1.95 or less a month?
No, he said yes.
Oh, he did.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's gone.
Oh, you
I thought he said no.
I thought he said yes, I have.
I don't know. I thought he said no. Well, whatever, he's history.
You're a disaster.
I know. Hi, KLOS. Who's this? Have you run into sex in public? What's your name? What year is it?
This is Rick. I've done better than that. I used to have sex in public all the time. Back in the 80s.
By yourself or with a partner or two or three?
I lived in Germany, and I had a German girlfriend, and she liked doing it anywhere and everywhere all the time. We did it in an elevator, the back of a bus, the back of a cab.
Wow.
I drew the line when she wanted to do it in the cemetery.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd be like, that sounds fun. Right on. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Strange place to draw the line.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. All right, we'll take your phone calls as well at 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about this bizarre story out of Chula Vista down by San Diego, where supposedly a couple had met for the first time.
On a little trolley.
For the very first time.
And you get to a nice little G-rated strip mall.
Started rolling around on the ground, making out. And then he took his clothes off and had sex.
It. Yeah.
So we're talking to you if you saw sex in public. KLOS, hello.
So back in the day, around the mid-90s, there was a club on Hollywood Boulevard called the World Club. It was kind of like near La Cienega.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking behind in the alleyway to try to find our car we had parked. And there was a couple having sex in a carport right in the alleyway, and the guy was like, "Hey man, take my picture, dude." Like, this is like the greatest time of my life, and like the greatest highest point of my life, and I did, and I still have that picture.
Nice.
And I don't know who the people are, so I don't want to reveal it.
Right.
Why did
I want
the guy
ruin someone's life?
Why did the guy say take my picture if you didn't know him?
Because I always carried around these disposable cameras from like Walgreens.
Oh, I see.
We didn't have digital cameras back then.
Yeah, so he just wanted to record the moment, and he knows someone out there has it, and that is good for him. That's awesome, man. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS.
Yes. Yes, I'm actually a police officer, and I've seen a lot of that.
Oh, wow.
I'll bet you have.
Yeah, what's the craziest example?
The craziest one was I came up on a car at about 9 p.m. It was a Marshall's parking lot. It wasn't even secluded. The lights were on. I came up on the car, and there was two heads in the back seat. And I walk up, and they were both completely naked. Mm-hmm. One was an older guy, and one, she was really young. She was a lot younger, so... my partner got the guy out, and he wrapped a towel around himself real quick, and we're talking to him, and his condom drops out of the bottom of the towel.
Oh, no!
He lost the magic.
Yeah. Oh, no! Yeah.
Moment was over.
Wow, you ruined it.
I go up to the girl. We have to verify she's okay, everything. It's consensual.
Yep.
I go up to her. She's now in the front seat, wrapped up in a blanket. And I said, "Hey, are you okay? You're supposed to, you want to be here. How old are you?" She's really young. And she said, I'm cool. I'm 18. I said, "Well, I need to see your ID, verify how old you are."
Mm-hmm.
She takes off her towel and squeezes her breasts together and said, "I'm 18. Doesn't this prove it?"
And you said, "I'm not sure."
It totally does. Let me take some pictures and make sure.
I'm not positive. Let me get another look.
Yeah.
How do you? Yeah. I mean, that is asking a lot to just go, "Oh, well, I'm okay with that. Never mind. It's
that's a crazy one."
Damn, dude.
That was a crazy night.
Damn.
But That's a normal weekend for a cop. You get that kind of stuff all over the place.
I'm going to become a cop, I've decided.
I don't think they'll have you.
Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was calling in for the public sex viewing.
Yes.
I went to a pet food store in Venice about 20 years ago, and there was a homeless across the street from us. And so one day, a couple of homeless people came over. We had a huge pallet of bird seed, and they just started going out in broad daylight, and I had customers in the store. So I'm walking the customers out with a bag of dog food on my shoulder, telling them, "Hey guys, you got to stop." And they didn't. And it was some backdoor shenanigans, and I actually had to turn the hose on them to get them to stop.
I'm sorry, you said turn
the hose on them. That's awesome.
Sights and the smells, man. So you can imagine it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah,
but wow. That was 20 years ago, although it's not much changed. But yeah,
wow.
Pretty disgusting. That poor family got an eye-opener for sure.
This is how it works. This is the birds and the bees.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. What is your sex in public story?
Hi. Have you ever been to Topanga Canyon?
Oh, yeah. You mean like Elysian Field?
Oh, wow. All the naked people?
Sure, yeah. Yes, sir. I've been there.
I went to Fernwood to get a beer and a sandwich, and somebody said, go to the park. I went to the park. I can't believe what I saw. Woo!
How many folk?
There were like 14 people. Wow! Down on you.
Wow! All right, I'm heading to Topanga. Are the fires out? Because I'm going to head up
there. Were they guys?
It is out. It is out.
Were there guys or girls?
Or both?
It was both. It was just interesting.
Kevin is getting his coat on right now.
We have $1,000.
$1,000,
for
man.
You in our 1 second of nonstop rock. We play you a quick clip.
Well said.
This is a new one.
Say that three times.
Quick clip.
Quick clip. Quick clip.
Not going to
get dangerous there, yeah.
Not going to try. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and then tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $1,000.
And here is your clip. What do you think that is? Think you know, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, you're caller 13.
Shut the front door.
I thought I was going to have to hit the buzzer.
Beep. I had the last one and I couldn't get through.
Oh, man.
It sounds like you're crying. Are you crying?
Sir.
There's no crying.
I cry every night. I try every night.
Okay.
So right. we are disappointing people right and left.
Wow, that's what we do. Yeah. All right. Listen, we have this clip. Did you hear it last hour?
Well, my girlfriend taped it and sent it to me. I was at my guitar class.
Nice.
Look at you.
Kind of hear it. And, yeah. So I kind of have an idea. I have an idea.
All
I don't
right.
know if I'm right.
So you gotta share a little with her, at least take her out or whatever, right? For that $1,000 if you get it?
She can have all of it.
Oh, nice.
Somebody's in trouble.
Yeah. Well, we hope we can help you then. Get out of that hole.
Tell me, please.
All right. Here is your clip. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and that $1,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Sweet. Yeah.
Here you go. What do you think it is?
I believe it's Sweet Ballroom Blitz.
You said Sweet, and then I was like, really? And I hope he says the Ballroom Blitz.
I did not think that's where you were going.
Yeah, because that's it. I didn't either.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
Woo!
Heck yeah.
Now,
I didn't want to say heck yeah.
Now, do you want to rethink how much you're going to give?
You can have all of it. That's fine.
Oh,
that's
man. Nice.
Right on, man. Well, congratulations. Well done.
Sounds like we have a little trip somewhere in the very near future.
There you go.
Very cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So, you know, Led Zeppelin, of course, won Marcy's March Madness a couple months ago, like the most loved band on this station. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I still think that's my favorite Zeppelin song right there, When the Levee Breaks. I love that song.
All right.
Can't get enough of it.
Let's talk about songs that you fell in love with before you realized they were dirty.
Or you didn't know they were naughty.
Right.
When you were a kid.
Or maybe you still don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's a thing.
I think we have a couple examples.
Well,
actually.
One example is the Beatles' Ticket to Ride. I was not aware of this.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of speculation that the famous Beatles track is actually about prostitutes. Hmm. The ticket in question may refer to the doctor-issued card, which sex workers in Hamburg, Germany carried as proof of clean of bill health.
Hmm.
Clean bill of
health. Right, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, Ticket to Ride.
Who knew?
Yeah, wow. Always sheds a different light on a song when you suddenly have
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, well, come on. Who didn't know that? Unless you were 10.
That was pretty easy.
Yep.
Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun.
That just sounds like a naughty song. That's just got so much going on in it.
Yeah. Masturbation talking. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's a couple TLC songs. Here's one that surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
All My Life by Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah. We would just tell kids about this. This is crazy.
Hey, don't let it go to waste. I love it, but I hate the taste.
I always wondered what that meant.
Keeping me down.
I always wondered what that meant.
According to Dave Grohl, the song is about orally pleasing a woman.
Ah. Did not know that.
I didn't either.
I just imagine Dave going, come on, guys. What are you, stupid? Of course that's what it's about. Come on.
Don't be so dumb.
Sorry, Dave.
818-955-KLOS. If you started loving a song and then you realized, oh, it's not what I thought it was. Especially if you fell in love with it as a younger person.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite examples was explored on Arrested Development when they started singing. It was Michael and his cousin or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Singing Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band.
Yes, that's one
like,
of them.
Halfway through the song, they're like, wow, hold on. Wait.
Let's stop singing this to each other.
Listen to this. Bruce Wayne Newton tweeted at us.
Okay.
At Sluggo and or Kevin and Sluggo. Whatever. Jeez.
.com. It's just at Kevin and Sluggo. Yes. It's our names.
Anyway, it's tweeted there. Hurt so good. What could possibly hurt so good? Just Beth says, Hotel California confused her. She thought it was just about a haunted hotel. Hey, I was a kid. What did I know? And Lisa didn't realize that Super Freak was naughty. I guess I don't.
Really?
That's kind of weird.
That seems obvious,
yeah,
too. But I guess if you're younger.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite examples was the Who squeeze box.
Maybe. Yeah. But again, pretty obvious.
Sure.
I think.
Once you get to a certain point in your life, you a little age, experience, yeah.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Call us now.
That is such a dirty song right there.
I don't
think
that one is.
Oh, my gosh. It's foul.
I don't think that's foul at all.
Stuff they're talking about in that song.
Nope. I think that's pretty straight up. Wow, pretty solid.
Double entendre, that's
I don't
sure.
think so. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo talking about songs you had no idea were so dirty. You have one, sir?
You remember the old song, Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy?
Boy, you know, you just don't think bubblegum stuff is naughty, but who knew? Right on, thanks for calling. KLOS!
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Songs that you had no idea were naughty?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of let you guys know I made it home okay, and everything's good.
All right, good.
Oh, and, good.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
all right, great.
We were very concerned. Thanks.
Who the hell was that?
Not sure.
What's he talking about?
Hi, KLOS. Did you have a song you didn't know was naughty back in the day?
Yeah, Little Feet have a song called Fat Man in the Bathtub. You have any idea what that might be about?
Nope.
I don't. No. No, sir. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Grace Jones, pull up to my bumper, baby, in your long black limousine.
You just thought it was a nice dance song, right?
Oh, my God. It wasn't until recently when I read a book about the disco era that they explained it was about sex.
About, yeah.
Yeah, stop.
Things.
Yeah.
From behind.
From
all
behind.
Right.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Talk to us about that song you didn't understand.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I guess we shouldn't be so surprised that Mr. David Eric Grohl had that naughty song we didn't know all my life. Because mm-hmm. he changed the lyrics to crack in that song. Gonna give up the booze. Gonna give up the crack.
Yep.
No one night stand. Baker Street cover. Love that.
Love that too. We are talking about songs that you had no idea were so dirty. You have one?
Is Semi-Charm Life by Third Eye Blind.
Oh, what's that about? I didn't know that was naughty. I haven't listened to the lyrics, I don't think.
It's about doing crystal meth and having sex.
Oh, well, yeah, that I knew.
Of course.
Wait, you didn't know that? You didn't catch what they were talking about, though, I guess, right? What's crystal meth? What's sex?
I don't know.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey. Dirty songs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't realize they were dirty.
Yeah, there's so many of them. For me, it was Turning Japanese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep.
Sure.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's all we can say.
Right, surprisingly song. Surprisingly naughty song. Hi, KLOS.
This is Mike. Rosie from Jackson Browne. It's about masturbation.
Oh, right, okay.
I'd say about half the songs are about masturbation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's nothing else to do. Yeah. See, because thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. You got a naughty song you didn't realize was naughty?
Yes, that perverted song. So when I go, she's just 16 years old, leave her alone.
Oh, Benny Mardones.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
What was the name of that song?
Pervert.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was pretty clearly naughty song.
Yeah.
Benny Mardones. That was on... That was one of those bring back songs that a certain guy you know, I think,
yes.
had a hand in.
Bean was actually
right.
Yeah.
My music director. He's responsible for that.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Call him at home.
How you
Let's
doing?
Bother Bean. Good. How are you?
Good. This is Rodney from Corona and by Led Zeppelin.
hey, hey, what can I say what can I do?
Right, right, right. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Hey, KLOS.
I Dig a Pony by the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah, they were
all those drug references.
Right. They had a lot going on in there, buried in their records.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
What I can't believe is that song, It's Cold Outside, Baby, It's Cold Outside, that's supposed to be dirty now?
I know, right? Everybody's very upset. What was that one you were telling us, the story in Disneyland? Prince Charming is now in trouble
for
grabbing a kiss when he wasn't.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get back to the old days, shall we?
Yeah, right absolutely.
On. Thanks for calling, man. Those guys doing some shows, Black Crowes.
How about that?
That is so cool, the Shake Your Money Maker. It's on sale as we speak. And that's
actual live concerts again.
At the Forum.
I don't know what
August.
To do with myself.
No, and Dirty Honey playing with
yeah.
them. That's going to be an amazing show.
I think we need to go to that show.
Going to give away tickets to the show. We could do that right now if you want. Black Crowes.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm not sure.
I'd say yes.
Because I was eating peanut butter mostly.
Sure.
All right, yeah. You know what? You tell us you're going to go to the show. You want to shake your money maker? Give us a call right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Life will get back to normal.
You died. You just died.
Pointed with a stick.
And said, well,
kick me in the head.
No, thank you.
You said,
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Let's give away some concert tickets.
Yeah, what a weird thing to say.
KLOS, hello?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, hang on a second.
All right.
What are you wearing? Where do you keep the cash in your house? When are you least likely to be home? Do you have a big dog?
Actually, I'm wearing my LA Guns t-shirt, man.
All right. And you want to shake your moneymaker?
I'd love to shake my moneymaker.
Well, let's see it.
Because Dirty Honey was actually the last show I saw before this COVID thing
happened.
Well,
that's the way it should happen then.
That's crazy,
you
right?
You should jump right back into it with the same band.
Hell yeah.
And you know what's weird? Black Crowes was the last band I saw at the Troubadour. They had put a little show on. Yeah. So.
This is getting very romantic.
Yeah. All right, well, it's the Black Crowes and Dirty Honey. The show is happening August 19th. And you, sir, what's your name?
My name's Rick.
Rick, you are going.
Oh, how cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's it for us, Sluggo and Kevin.
Greg Beharrell is here. He will take you through the night with great care and other stupid things that rhyme. He asked me to say that. I don't know what that. I'm going to go pet the kitty. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
This day in rock is a busy day for midwives. Pete Townsend of The Who was born in the United Kingdom. Phil Rudd from AC/DC, born in Melbourne, Australia. And Dusty Hill of ZZ Top was born in Dallas, Texas. I was on this day in rock in 1962 when Mick Jagger was mentioned in print for the very first time in the magazine Disc. They were talking about the 19-year-old beginning to sing regularly for Alex Korner's group Blue Incorporated. It was on this day in rock in 1996 when Homer Palooza happened.
Woo!
On The Simpsons, featuring Sonic Youth, Smashing Pumpkins, Peter Frampton, and Cypress Hill.